The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 753.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, and make more money. Oh, yeah. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want a jolt of happiness in the morning that helps you to build your business, then check out Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about how to find the perfect mantra for yourself. Hey, we're talking about mantras. I think you're really going to like it. It's a little technique that I've taught to a few people, and I realize I've never mentioned it on the show, and I've never talked about it. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to give you a step-by-step on how to find the perfect mantra for you. So the first step shouldn't surprise you. Step one is to get clear on what you really want. Now, this may sound like a dumb step, and you may say, why are you even telling me this step? Because I know what I want. I know what I want. I don't need you to tell me to get clear on what I want. And I'll tell you why I bring this step up. I'll tell you a little story. I used to do more speaking than I do now, but I was out at an event, and this particular event was a workshop where people were creating mantras. So I was helping them tweak it. They were asking questions, and somebody was trying to come up with the perfect mantra. She was in the direct sales business, and she said, I want help because what I want a mantra to help me get 10 parties a month. I want a full calendar, and I want to do 10 parties a month, right? In-home parties like you would do in direct sales. And so I asked her, do you want 10 parties a month, or do you want the money that comes from 10 parties a month? And all of a sudden, you could see the light bulb go on. And she was like, aha, you're right. I want the money that comes from 10 parties a month. So get clear on what you really, really, really want. What do you want? And be specific. You can have anything. You can be, do, or have anything. And so be very, very specific about what you want. Not because it's going to go into your mantra, but because if you are specific, you'll have a vibe around that of what it feels like. So if you say, well, I want a bigger business, that's going to give you a different kind of emotional momentum than if you say, I want a business where I'm at home and I can stay in my cozy, comfy clothes all day and I can engage on my terms when I feel like it, and money flows in almost effortlessly. I'm talking about the things I love to talk about, and I'm not even sure where the money flows in from, but it comes in from all different sources in massive quantities. And I engage with interesting people, and I study interesting topics, and I'm living life on my terms, and it feels good to be me. And I am respected for what I do, and I'm respected in my niche, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you get the idea. Just start that on a roll. Start it on a roll. What do I really want? What do I really want? Let's get clear on it. Okay? Abraham Hicks has a really good phrase. I think it came from them anyway. And they said, get as specific as you can and still feel good. And I agree with that 100%. Okay? Next, how would you really, really talk about it if you had that thing? So a lot of times when we're doing mantras, we are learning about perfect language, how to write perfect mantras. And this is an important thing to know. It's the foundation for how the brain works and interacts with affirmations or mantras. So sometimes we get stuck in the language. We get stuck in the stilted language. So you'll hear typical perfect language of mantras may sound like, I am abundant. I am an abundant person. I am wealthy. You know, very specific I am mantras. And those are all well and good. There's nothing wrong with a good I am mantra. Having said that, when we really achieve something, we aren't using that kind of language. So we aren't saying things like, I effortlessly and easily built a million-dollar business. You know, we don't say those types of phrases in our day-to-day lives. And I was at an event, again, it was a different kind of event, but same concept, where we were helping people craft their mantras. And there was a film producer there. And she was saying, I need help. You know, like, I know who I want to work with and I want more clients, but it sounds stupid just to say clients are finding me or I'm signing new clients every day. She's like, I don't really like all those phrases. They're just sound kind of flat or false or fake. And she's like, you know, I just want a rockin' business. And I said, that's your mantra. That's how you would really talk about it. If things were really, really going well for you in your business, and I said, how's it going? You'd say, man, my business is rocking. Things are just rocking. That's what you would say. So that's your mantra. Use that, right? So think about those sentences, how you would really talk about it if you had it. If you had it, you wouldn't say, hey, guess what, Dana? I effortlessly built my business to the million-dollar level. You wouldn't say that. You'd say, man, things are going well. It's crazy. Everything is just falling into place and we're growing so fast and I'm loving it. Like, I'm keeping up and that's the most fun I'm having is just keeping up because it's so crazy and I'm making money hand over fist. I'm making more than I can spend and it's just the greatest thing ever. Like, that's the way you'd be thinking and talking about it, right? So now the next step is to start a new story. So try on a bunch of sentences related to what you want for a few days, 3 days specifically. 3 to 4, but 3 usually does it. So try on a bunch of different sentences and start a new story. So when I say try on new sentences, what I mean is throughout the day, when you're doing things around your house or around your world or around your business, wherever you happen to be outside, and you've just got lulls of time where you're doing things that otherwise might be considered kind of mindless, say to yourself, oh yeah, this is a time when I could be practicing the new story, testing out my new story. So you're dusting, loading the dishwasher, sitting in a parking lot, waiting for your kids. All these times when you're just kind of sitting there or doing something kind of mindless, practice that new story. Start saying things like you would say if you had the business that you want to have. And remember, you can do this for everything. It's not just business, but that's our thing here, right, is building businesses. So you might be practicing and saying things like, everything's going really well. I'm getting really good at this brain training thing, and it's really fun, and I like seeing my business grow. And I notice that the better I feel, the more money I make, and I'm getting really good at staying present. And things are picking up for me and more people are finding me and I'm connecting with my ideal client and I'm seeing more of them and I'm making more sales and that's fun. And I like being aware and I like noticing that when I'm focused on feeling good, that things are better and better all the time. And it's fun to see my business build and I'm getting really good at focusing on what I want. And that's really a positive thing. And I notice more and more that I'm attracting better clients. And it's really fun to build my business this way. And I love the clients that are coming into my sandbox. And I'm noticing that I'm getting a better quality client. And it's becoming easier for me to make money. And it's so fun to try these sentences on and see the ones that land. And it's fun to be a brain trainer. So just keep trying all these sentences. And you can even try just straight up mantras if you want. So things like, I'm making money hand over fist. Abundance is flowing to me. I'm becoming more and more abundant. I love building my business. I'm attracting my ideal client. So there's no rules here. There's no rules about what you can or can't say. It's about saying a lot of sentences and seeing which one feels good and doing that for 3 days. After you do that for 3 days, that will move us into step four. A couple of things are going to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is that you're going to start to see evidence in your outside world that it's working. Because the reticular activating system, that little matchmaker in your head, is going to start bringing you evidence that it's working. The second thing is that you're going to have a sentence float to the top that becomes your kind of go-to sentence. So when we're practicing these new stories, we try to remember all of the elements of the new story. But sometimes what happens is we just remember one or two sentences. And so we keep saying those one or two sentences over and over and over and over and over again. Well, that's your new mantra. The sentence that has your attention and keeps rising to the top, that is the one that becomes your mantra. And so then if you want to, after that, in your free time, you only have to say that sentence over and over again. So maybe that sentence becomes, my business is rocking, right? Maybe that's it. And if that's it, then you just keep saying that or variations of that. I have a rocking business. I love my rocking business. My business is rocking. I notice my business is rocking, right? Whatever your mantra ends up being, it's much easier to find the perfect sentence by saying a bunch of sentences for 3 days and letting something rise to the top, right? All right, one last final point here I want to make, and it's a very important one. Be mindful of the matchmaker that lives in your head, the reticular activating system, and be mindful that it is matching exactly what you are saying. So if you are saying things like, I will have a million-dollar business, your brain matches that and says, yes, you will, one day. Not now. When? I don't know. One day. Or I want to have a rockin' business. Well, good for you. We're glad you want to. Doesn't mean you have one now, is what your brain says back to you. So be mindful that it's matching exactly. And this can show itself in a lot of ways. I remember one time somebody came to me and they said, Dana, I have just quit my six-figure job because my business has replaced it. My mantra was completely successful, but I need to change it. And I said, why? What's going on? And she said, well, I said the mantra. I replaced my six-figure income because I work hard and study. And she said, so now it's great. I'm making just as much money in my business, but I'm working hard and studying all the time. And I went, aha, you're right. Let's change it. Let's find a way to have that money come with ease. And so this is the beauty. Whatever you say, your brain will match. Whatever you say, your brain will match. And so just be mindful of it. When you're saying all of those sentences together, one floats to the top. Say that one for a while. Be mindful of what you're saying and be open to tweaking and changing and tweaking and changing and tweaking and changing. And that's it. That's it. That's the whole system. That's the best way to get yourself a good old-fashioned, solid, positive, happy, feel-good mantra. And oh man, when you got one that you love, it's just so good. It's just so delicious, isn't it? And fun to say. And isn't it great that you can be lighthearted about this and make it fun, light, and easy and play around with it and start today? And you know what? Within 3 or 4 days, you're going to just be flying on cloud 9. It is that easy.